boondoggle.
Boondoggle?
Boondoggle? What the heck is a boondoggle? I suggest you get your butt up. Come find out February 15th through 18th, President's Day weekend in Titusville, Florida at Cars Park. It'll be one heck of a weekend with good people, and then there's a bunch of kayakers too. For more information, go to yakangler.com, your ultimate resource for kayak fishermen.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Kayak Fishing Radio Mid-Atlantic. I am your host, Mark Lennon-Kuhwheeler, and welcome. We have a great show tonight. I'm really riled up, so this is going to be a really good one. Call your friends, tell them, you know, jump online, listen to this show. I'm going to rip into some people. This is going to be one of those where you're really going to want to listen to later. Let me get started. Guests, I have 5-6 guests in the chat room right now. Please feel free to log in. You can use your Facebook account to log in or create one through Blog Talk Radio. Or you can call in at any time, and I really prefer if you call in for this show. If you can, this goes for all guests, and I'll mention this a couple more times throughout the show. The number is 714-816-4727, or you can Skype us. Skype is free. Don't have to worry about that. Excuse me. All right. Let's get started. We're going to start off by going through the Kayak Angler's Choice Awards winners, the top threes, and all the categories. So if you or know someone about this, you like to say thank you, let them know. All right, let's start off at the very bottom. Let's go right here to location of the year. Location of the year. Number three, Chesapeake Bay, Virginia. This is my area right now, and it's duly noted, and congratulations to Chesapeake Bay. Number two, Lady Bird Lake, Austin, Texas. This is an awesome little saltwater body. Looked it up. Definitely cool. And then the number one place, the location of the year for 2012, is the Devil's River in Texas. Just awesome place there. We see that all the time on TV and whatnot, so definitely check that out. All right. Online video of the year goes to Edition Kayak Fishing Pick number three. Number two, Epic Day, Kayak Fishing in the Gulf. Number two, and then number one right now is the Jackson Kayak Flying Fish video. Awesome sauce approved right there. Definitely worth your time to check that out. Tournament of the year. The number three tournament, or coming in third place, is the River Bassin Tournament Trail. The number two is Jacksonville Kayak Fishing Classic. And the number one tournament of the year is the IFA Kayak Tour. Congratulations to the IFA Tour. Hopefully we get one up here in Virginia, hopefully soon. Online tournament of the year. You can go, now remember folks, you can always go on to yakangler.com. This is posted up there, so you can check it out for yourself, plus there's a bunch of links you can go to for all these places. But the online tournament of the year, coming in third place, is Florida Sportsman Kayak Challenge. Second place is Kayak Bass Fishing Challenge Series at kayakbassfishing.com. And the number one online tournament of the year is Kayak Wars. No surprise there. All right. Blog of the year. Coming in third place, Saltwater Kayak Fisherman by Rob Appleby. That's an Englander right there. Awesome. We got, you know, the international scene going, and that's a great thing. So coming in second place is Kayak Angler by Jason Self. And the number one buddy of mine, it goes to Angling Addict by Mr. Rob Choi. Three great blogs along with many others that came in here. But congratulations to all them. Retail of the year. Coming in number three, my local store at Maddox River Company, www.paddleva.com. Number two, Hook One. Coming in first place is Austin Canoe and Kayak. Congratulations. Most innovative product of the year. Number three, Overboard Fishing Rods. This is really surprising for the Overboard guys because I really didn't hear about these guys until about a month ago. And for them to come in third place, that's awesome right there. Coming in second place, no surprise, Hobie Pro Angler 12. They've been pushing the that name pretty hard. But lo and behold, the number one most innovative product of the year goes to the Jackson Kayak High Seat, which is adjustable. For those of us that paddle Jacksons, know how comfortable they are and how awesome Jackson is. Just saying, you know. So definitely check that out if you haven't sat in one. It'll be worth your time. Magazine of the year, number 3, Coastal Angler. Number 2, Kayak Fishing Magazine. And number 1, Kayak Angler Magazine. Kayak Fishing, Kayak Angler Magazine. Wow. All right. Form of the year, number 3, Kayak Bass Fishing. Number 2, Austin Kayak Fisherman. And number 1, Texas Kayak Fisherman. Congratulations to those guys. Kayak of the year. Number 3, the Hobie Outback. This is surprising. Hobie Outback's been out for a while now, and to see them like that, you know, showing a good presence. Number 2, the Jackson Kayak Cuda 14. Awesome boat, one I paddle, and can't say enough about it. The number 1 is the Hobie Pro Angler 12. All right. Guide of the year. Here we go. Going into some names now. Coming in third place is Mr. Dean Thomas. Congratulations, Dean. Coming in second place, Mr. Justin Carter. And the number 1 guide of the year, who came in second place last year, is Miss D. Kaminsky. Congratulations, D. And then the name that we all worry about, angler of the year. Coming in third place is Mr. Justin Carter. That's awesome. You got two places there, bud. Coming in second place, Mr. Drew Gregory of Jackson Kayak fame. Congratulations there, bud. And then the number 1 angler of the year, Mr. Kayak Kevin Whitley. That's right. I always got to play it when I say when I mention Kevin. But congratulations to everyone on you know, placing and, you know, doing a great job. All right, let's rock and roll this thing. We got King Rat and Yak Chum in the chat rooms. So welcome, guys. Don't know if there's an issue or no way. Mo Bathing of the year. There you go. But all right, King Rat, if you could call in, it'd be greatly appreciated because I'm really need a hand with my thing coming up here. If you could do that, it'd be greatly appreciated. But we'll start off with some reports. I haven't really got anything for South Carolina area. Matt, if you want to call in too, definitely can. But I'm going to talk about the HRBT in the Bay right now, and that's the best report I can give you. If you're a tog fisherman, get out there. I mean, the season's open. They're around. Get into them. Some really good fishing right there. Mussels have been doing really well, along with fiddler crabs and the usual. Next, species on the list. There's still some triggerfish out there. There's still some sheephead. The Thames haven't dropped down low enough for them to really leave. So definitely get in there and around the pylons of the Baybridge Tunnel, you can definitely find them there. Puppy drum. Oh my God, there's so many puppy drum. It's insane right now. I mean, you can catch all the underspot puppy drum you want. Just some incredible action. The trout bite are right along with them. The speckled trout, for that is. Some really big ones have been getting caught recently. So definitely get out there. Lynn Haven, Mob Jack, Rudy, and get into them. I mean, some really good fish are coming out of Rudy right now. So keep that on the down low. Let's see here. We'll go with leech fish. It's great trout. Really good, great trout fishery. If you're looking to just catch numbers and having a lot of fun with them on super light tackle, they are everywhere. So definitely check that out. And then the one, the only, the striped bass. Really good striped bass numbers right now. If you can find them, that's half the battle, is finding them. HRBT has a bunch, but you got to get them away from the puppy drum and the leech fish. So that's a great sign. All right, here we go. We got area code 757. You are live on Kayak Fishing Radio Monday Night.
Yeah, this is King Rant. Greg Curley, how are you?
Good, man, good. And the reason I asked you to call in is a topic we're going to get into in about, let's say, 5 minutes.
Okay.
After I get a report from you. It's the, I'm going to call it the plague of no PFDs and no lights I've currently seen. So we're going to get to that in a minute. But give me a report for the HRBT or what you've been doing lately, bud.
Well, I haven't hit it a whole lot because I've been painting my house, but I've been going out there, you know, every third day or so. And the stripers really aren't down there yet. I've been able to catch them every time I've been out there, but I've had to work to do it. Where I've been finding them has been all the way out around Fort Wool, right up against the rocks. The big power boats can't get into the rocks that tight. They've actually not been in the light line a lot of times when I've been catching them. I've been catching them up underneath the bridge in the dark. And obviously
right. They're
looking out into the light. But I got some nice big ones in there. I've been catching them up
good.
To 27, 28 inches. So, I mean, they're in there. And oddly, I've caught some real small ones, too, that were like 12, 13 inches out there. So, but they're around. I mean, they're definitely catchable.
Right.
A lot of weak fish. You know, a lot of traffic out there, but it's not too bad, I don't think, yet. But I've been having a great time out there. I'm probably going to go out tomorrow night. Looking at the weather, it's going to be a little rough. And, you know, when it's rough, the stripers like it better, and the power boaters don't like it. So
there you go.
Time to go.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Hey, I've been out the past pretty much, let's see here. I went out last night. I went out Sunday night, Saturday night, but then again, I was also in a boat, and that's where I really appreciate you calling in, because I'm going to play devil's advocate. I know I'm the Kayak Fishing Radio host for Wednesday night, but I'm going to come at the viewpoint as a boater. I know this is something that I like to do every so often, because we could all sit here and, you know, complain about the boaters, but if you don't sit in a boat and don't see that perspective, then you know, we're hurting ourselves in a way, if that makes any sense. So let's get right to it. Give me a couple minutes. I'm going to rant real fast. I'm going to go over some regulations. And I really would like to see everyone, you know, post this on their Facebook, post this on local websites, and get a discussion together. And we'll take this part two next week, where hopefully I get a lot more people to call in and, you know, argue with me about their point, because personally I don't see it it makes any sense to me. So I'm going to start with about a week ago. And last Thursday night, I believe, I was out on my buddy Jim's boat. And being a boat captain, you know, I know the rules and regulations. Trust me, I understand. You know, you don't need a full 360 light and blah, 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 blah. You don't need to wear your PFD. You can have it on, you know, on your boat. Well, let's start with one thing, folks. The HRBT is not a place at night to be sitting around with no damn freaking PFD on, okay? It is way too dark. It is way too nasty. That current rips way too hard for you to be that stupid. If I offend anyone, or if this is you, fix yourself. Reason I say this. Last Thursday night, I was out there. A lot of kayakers, a lot of guys doing great, wearing PFDs, having 360 lights. Granted, they weren't correct. And we'll get to lights in a second. But they were on, and I could see you in a boat. And when I'm getting close to the HRBT, I'm down around 2 to 3 miles an hour. And that's just barely putting along with the boat and gear. Okay. If I'm in the current, I have to bunch it up because that current rips through there, folks. Okay. Putting around, doing fine. I come around a corner. Now, I am always, my head is on a swivel. I am looking everywhere. I turn off the fish finder, everything, just so I can keep my eyes out for kayakers. Why? Because I am one. I know what it's like. I come around a corner around the South Island there. You know what I'm talking about, King Rat? Right there at that point.
Yeah, which
means. On the James Riverside. I came around that corner, and there was a kayaker anchored. No light, no PFD, there was so much light pollution that I couldn't see them until I was almost right on top of them. It scared the bejesus. I even screamed out while I turned the boat to miss them. And I, like I said, I was only going about 2 miles an hour. So I had a word with the guy. He put his PFD on. He was sitting on the dang thing. Anyway, he put his PFD on. I was able to get him to put a light on because you're at anchor. You're a vessel. You need to have a light on. I don't care who you are. And I'm going to run right through the regs and as soon as I find them again. I hate this computer. Let's see here. But the regs are this. You are, everyone needs to understand something. Kayaks are vessels, okay? Yes, we are classified into sailboats. Because Chapter 25 in the Rules of the Road, okay, as everyone calls it, is guess what? Rules for sail and row. We are considered a rowboat and under the sailboat. So in the hierarchy, powerboaters are the bottom. We are just above powerboaters, okay? They have to get out of our way, period, end point. Granted, many times we get out of theirs, and that's one thing. And surprisingly, I had a bunch of guests in the chat room, and now most of them have left. I guess I offended them. And I do apologize for anyone that I do offend. Actually, no, I don't. If I offend you because you're doing something wrong, then I am not apologetic and probably get yelled at by Chip. But this is something I need to say. I need to get out there because this has truly become a problem recently. And I've never seen it this bad. But back on point. Chapter 25. This is actually coming straight out of the book, folks. Lights for sailing and rowing vessels. Sailing vessels underway and vessels on oars. Paragraph A. A sailing vessel underway shall exhibit 1. Side lights. 2. A stern light. Okay? That means if you are running a sailboat, you have to have forward on your very forward bow, okay, red and green running lights in the correct designation, both covering 135 degrees for each light, okay? That means if I split the boat in half, running from bow to stern, on your left side is going to be the red light, okay? And that would be your port side. Sorry, I'm trying to read this and do about 20 other things at once. Why? Remember, port is red, all right? And red is on your left. That makes any sense? Your green light is on your right. Both these lights have to exhibit at least 135 degrees in light coverage, okay? You can just go out and buy the one to be set. That does not mean you can have a 360 light. We'll get into that in a second, of red and green. But they have to be specific, and we'll get to that in a second as well. Plus a stern light. Guess what that stern light's going to do? That stern light's at your back. It's not a full 360, but you can have a 360 if you wanted to. I know, confusing. But part B, in a sailing vessel of less than 20 meters, hey, guess what? In length, or 66 feet, the lights prescribed in paragraph A of this rule may be combined in one lantern carried at or near the top of the mast where it can best be seen, meaning you can have a full 360 light of white, red, and green in that order. Tracking? All right. That's for a sailboat. A sailing vessel underway may, in addition to lights prescribed in paragraph A of this rule, exhibit at or near the top of the mast, where they can best be seen, 2 all-around lights in a vertical line, the upper being red, yellow, and the lower green. But these lights shall not be exhibited in conjunction with the combined lantern permitted in paragraph B of this rule. Okay? That one lantern in paragraph B means basically you take those bow lights, so it would be on your bow, you take that 135 degree on each side, you throw that on the top, along with that stern light, as one can shooting light. Paragraph C is saying that you can put that red and that lower green full 360 on top, along with the correct stern light. Tracking? All right. Paragraph D, point one, is saying a sailing vessel under less sailing vessel of less than 7 meters in length shall, if practical, exhibit the lights prescribed in paragraph A or B of this rule. But if she does not, she shall have ready at hand an electric torch or lights and lantern showing a white light, which shall be exhibited in sufficient time to prevent collision. Okay? Paragraph 2, I'm not done with this yet. A vessel under oars may exhibit the lights prescribed in this rule for sailing vessels. In this rule, paragraph D. That is the only way we can... Is this a rerun? No, it's not, buddy. There's Scuba Stan. This is my rant. Tighten down your seatbelt. I've already offended a few people. This is all night safety, things I'm seeing, and things that I really want to get off my chest because someone will die. Ranting on proper lighting and the rest. A vessel under oars may exhibit the lights prescribed in this rule. That means paragraph D. If you need me to repeat it, please put it in the chat room, give me a call, do whatever. For sailing vessels. If she does not, she shall have ready at hand an electric torch or lighted lantern showing a white light which shall be exhibited in sufficient time to prevent collision. Now, I have gone ahead and I called the Coast Guard recently. Actually, I called them today. I asked them, what is sufficient time? And they said, the moment that kayaker is even around boats, i.e. the HRBT, okay, they must have at all times a light showing. Okay? So, guess what, folks? If you're at the HRBT and you don't have a 360 light, guess what it should be showing at all times? A white light, headlamp. I don't care what you use. As long as you're pulling out a white light. Okay? Why am I getting so excited about this? Because last night, I was out there on my buddy Jim's boat again. And I watched a guy. Now, granted, the boater was wrong. He did not have the correct lights. Okay? But he was running really fast through there. Kayaker did not have his lights on. He was wearing a PFD, thank God. Okay? And the boater clipped him. Okay? Now, this is a vessel collision. Coast Guard should have been notified. The boater should have stopped. He did not. And if you know the guy who got clipped, please let him know that I tried to send a distress signal to that other boater, but they did not know what they were doing. And I do apologize for what happened to you, bud. But they clipped him. Thankfully, no one was hurt. Just rattled the guy really bad and rattled me really good, too. And actually, we went in right afterwards. It's really bad right now, folks. All right. So that is those are the rules. So basically what I'm saying is white light, okay? Now, does that mean you can go out there with a flashing kaleidoscope of color light? No. Why is that? Because there are so many, for those of us that have gone through courses and know the light procedures, okay? For instance, you get the bright idea. I'm going to put a green light on there. Everyone can see green. Right? But let's think about this for a second. What else is green? Green marker buoys flashing. Okay? Starboard side running lights are green. Okay? And this drives me insane. Why would you put a green light on there? Okay? Because someone who doesn't know and just knows green means that there's a channel or someplace I can go. I saw it the other night too. Guy had a green light and it kept on having boats coming near him. He was hooting and hollering at these boaters, but they were all saying the same thing. Why do you have a green light on? Sticking up in the middle, up in the air. We thought that was a marker buoy. Okay? Granted, it's pretty retarded, you're in the middle of nowhere, but when he got outside of the bridge, it was a problem with these guys running by. And anyone who's been fishing the HRBT during the day or drives through there, you look over the James River side, there are a ton, absolute ton of nets and pots out there right now. I watched two guys get their props caught in pots running around last night. Okay? And we're not helping our cause. We are not an exception to the rule. okay? We are not, people, the Coast Guard or the police or whatever, who's at, Marine Patrol, they'll go, oh, he's a kayaker, he's allowed to do that. No! By international inland rules, we are held accountable the same way as a power-driven vessel, as a sailing vessel, as those big tugs that drive around, by anything. You are a vessel at sea, underway. What's underway? Okay? A vessel underway is any vessel that is not aground, that is not anchored, or is not tied up to any land-based body, i.e. at a dock. But if you're at anchor, what are the rules for being at anchor? Anyone in the chat room, my name is Scuba Stan or King Rat or anyone else. King Rat, do you know what the rules are for a vessel at anchor is?
Yeah, you got to have a light on. Bow and stern, I think. But a kayak's got to have at least a tall white light on. And you have to have in your possession a directional light. Directional white light that can be used for signaling in case of an emergency. And it's got to be in a location that you can get to very quickly. So within a couple seconds, you need to be able to turn it on.
Correct. But Hammerhead, and you're dead on. If you're at anchor, that means at any point in time you tie off to a buoy, crab pot, you tie off to a rock, you tie off to whatever out in the middle of the water. You put an anchor down, you are now at anchor. You must exhibit a 360 light. White 360 light.
Let's say you should have a 360 light on from the moment you leave wherever you're putting in to the moment you get back and you're getting out of your kayak. Once you're in six inches of water, it should be on.
You're absolutely correct. But folks that looked it up, the rules, they see and they are within the rules, which is something that we're going to talk about in a second. I contacted the main group anyway. But underneath the rules, they can use a directional light without the use of a 360 light. And that's half the problem. And that's something that I'm going to get to in a minute. What was I at? Red headlamps are just as bad. Hammerhead, you're absolutely correct. It's a, I use a red light every so often, but at the same sense, I do not use it around the HRBT or around a lot of boat traffic, okay? It is just not needed. It is really hard to really break down a lot of light pollution. And that is my next point. If you have a really dim light, the Scotty light, I'm not going to see it. No other boater is going to see it. It is really hard in a kayak, period, to see those little Scotty dim lights, okay? Buy the Yak Attack light. Make your own. I don't care what you do, as long as it's a 360 white light, okay? It has to be seen out to 2 miles. That is the rule. Visibility of up to 2 miles plus, okay? The Yak Attack light is perfect for this. Okay, it's bright. If it's not, change out the batteries, contact Luther. He'll send you a new one, probably at a nominal price or free, depending on whatever he does. I'm not going to put words in Luther's mouth. But please use a 360 light. Keep your headlamp on, okay? I've never seen a striper go under because my headlamp's showing on him. All right, there's enough light around there that they're not really going to be real spooked by it. Plus, it's easier to see. When a guy has his headlamp on, from a boating perspective, and he's moving that headlamp around, it catches your eye, okay, and it does it very, very well. Flags. An orange flag is great, but if you're underneath the bridge, I can't see that orange flag very well. What I can see is that orange flag with a reflective strap tied to it that's moving in the breeze. That catches a lot of light and it catches my eye. That's the whole idea, is what I'm trying to get at. Got to catch those boaters' eyes, okay? You want their head to snap towards you. You want them to see you from a distance. I'm not talking 10 feet. I'm not talking 20 feet. I'm talking 30, 40 yards is where I want them to be able to see you. And that's how we can effectively keep from having the situation. PFDs. I'm going to call people out. I got three people from last night, three kayakers last night. I'm calling out. If you know this guy, let him know. Tell him if he has a situation. Give me an, hit me up on, send me an email, or call in next week. The guy in the red Hobie Outback, not wearing your PFD, not having a light, okay, and peddling, whatever you want to call it, right up in between pine lawns and right next to boaters where they can't see you, and then complaining how they're running right by you. You know who this is? Let them know. Wear the dang thing. Next is the Tandem Yellow Ocean Kayak. Both of you guys were not wearing PFDs. Why do I know this? Because I nearly ran into you, okay? And I'm put along at 2 knots. You come shooting out with the current in front of me within 20 yards. Yeah, it seems that's 20 yards, that's 40 or 60 feet, whatever you want to call it. But when I'm looking around, and that's just way too close and really dangerous. Granted, you had a light on, but come on now. Really not needed. Hang on. Hammerhead says, hey, Lance, ruined night vision. Greg, I'm talking about the HRBT, where there's a lot of boat traffic. If you're like your guys in Boston, where it's a lot of open water, it doesn't really pertain to you. You can run that 360 light because there's no real light pollution. The main issue with the HRBT is there's a ton of light pollution. We have basically you look 360 degrees and there's white lights, there's lights everywhere. It's very difficult to see someone. Plus there's really no night vision needed. You lose your night vision within 20 seconds. There's no real way of keeping it. which makes it really hard. A lot of ambient light. To give you an idea, enough ambient light to charge a glow-in-the-dark bait. There you go. But where was I at? Oh, yellow kayak, tandem ocean kayak. Yeah, I'm calling you out. Okay, anyone who knows that those guys, let them know. Put on your dang PFDs. All right, brighter white light. Anyway, and the third person. All right, this guy had me so angry last night. I was about ready to pull up next to him and just lose it, all right? The guy in the Pro Angler, Hobie Pro Angler, you've got a Yakutec sticker on your port side, stern, port side on your stern, okay, on your aft. Homie, you do not... You need to understand something. If you know who this is, and you know there's a lot of pro anglers around the area, but you're not God's gift, okay? Meaning, if someone has lines out their stern fishing along the light line, that doesn't give you permission to run right behind them, okay? That is dangerous because if your propel drive gets stuck, then you're kind of screwed, aren't you? Anyway, those are my three. There were a lot more, but those are the three that really stuck out in my mind. And I'm going to do this. If you're ever out in the water, King Rat, anyone else, and you see someone without a PFD, and you want to call them out on it, let me know. We'll do that. And if anyone, like I said, is offended, I'm just doing this so this way you might just wear your PFD so that if you ever fall in or have a situation... And you survive, you'd be like, wow, if I wasn't wearing my PFD, I might have not survived. I really appreciate everything that guy, you know, on that Wednesday night kayak fishing radio show actually did, by calling me out and bringing it to my attention. Okay? It is doing you no good by keeping it in your tank well, inside your kayak, or you're sitting on it. I don't care who you are. It's just dumb not to wear it.
HRBT, if you're in an outgoing tide, you could be all the way down at the Chesapeake Bay Bridge Tunnel before you get out. You literally could spend a couple of hours in the drink very easily. There's boats out there. They'll find you eventually, but it could be a long night.
Yeah.
So CFD is really essential out there.
Exactly. And there's some areas there. Like I was fishing last night. I was fishing an area that it was literally 4 feet on the sounder at one point, and then you went out another 5 feet, and it dropped down to 19 feet of water. You know, you might touch bottom, sure, if you're 6 foot tall. But that current rips so hard that you'll be bouncing. Next thing you know, you're not touching bottom anymore. You know, why would you ever? I don't understand. I just don't understand the thought process of why you would take the chance. You know, is it that your PFD is uncomfortable, which I find isn't an excuse. If you have an uncomfortable PFD, guess what, folks? I have 3 PFDs in my garage right now. Send me an email if you're not wearing it, and we'll remedy that situation. I'll get you in a PFD that you like and you can wear, if it means possibly saving your life, okay? I'll be willing to trade you. Please. I'm begging you. I get off the water now while I'm fishing the HRBT, while I'm on a boat, on a vessel. And I've got to sit there in the parking lot for 20, 30 minutes and catch my breath and let my heart rate go down. Okay? Hey, Arlie, what's going on, man? Arlie joining the chat room. My last point is, please, when you are going from the HRBT back to the boat ramp, okay, please hug the rocks and that seawall and light yourself up once you get past the edge of that seawall, that last 200 meters, okay, to the boat ramp, please light yourself up. All right, it is so hard to spot someone not wearing, having their lights on. Oh, my God. I almost ran into a guy last night in a boat, granted, in a vessel. Again, those guys that didn't have their lights on correctly. If you know who those guys are, with the little purple light on the bow of that little skiff with the 99 motor on the back, you might want to let them know that the Coast Guard knows about them, and I got video of them, that they're expecting a phone call eventually. I got your numbers, homie. More on that if I ever see you at the boat ramp again. Yeah, anyway, but it is so hard to see. We have Norfolk Naval Base with so much white light to my right-hand side, plus that bridge going across Willoughby Bay throws off so much ambient light. It is so hard to see anything. I have a difficult time seeing the green marker towers on the way back in. My eyes have not adapted to the sun, to the nighttime when I'm running back in, okay, or anyone for that matter. And granted, we try to get as far away from the rocks as possible, okay, but when we have an incoming tide, that's pushed us back towards Ocean View and Willoughby itself. It makes it so difficult for us to see you, okay? So another thing, if I'm on your stern, meaning behind you, all right, and you have your white headlamp on, I can't see you from behind. I can't see that light, all right? Hence, that 360 light is so important. Please, please, tell your wives, tell your kids, your mother-in-law, your best friend. This could really save, I'm serious, this is going to be the year we're going to lose someone, folks, unless we be proactive, all right? And spot a guy at the boom ramp. Be like, hey, homie, you know, you don't have a 360 light? Oh, here, you know, take this extra light just in case. You can buy a cheapo lantern from Dollar Store, okay, and stick it on your stern, tie it down, do whatever, so it's behind you, and just leave it on. I don't care. It's and then leave your headlamp on. All right, there's your 360 light right there. If you're that desperate or you can't afford one, $5 and you're safe, okay? The little things, reflective tape. Don't buy the cheap reflective tape. West Marine right now is holding a sale on reflective tape at the Little Creek store, Harley, King Rat, anyone else around here. Right now on the good reflective tape, the big 3-inch stuff comes in like a 10-foot roll, all right? That's the best one. The silver with the reflective, you can actually see where it kind of reflects itself in the store. Best one. You can't beat it, okay? On your paddle, it moves all the time, and I can see it. It's great. But I've been talking. I promised King Rad some time. Go ahead, King. Do you have any concerns or points or anything? I know I've been ranting.
No, I agree with what you say. I mean, very frequently I see people out there, and if they have the lights at all, they're so damn dim because their batteries are burned out that you can't really see them. And at times I've slipped in between bridge pilings to try and slide up to the light line and not realize there was even somebody in there until I was up right next to them. And that's in a kayak, you know. So, I mean, I know a power butter can't see that, and it's moving faster than I am if I'm pressing along. But the other thing, if you're in a kayak, I mean, and you know there's power boats around, I mean, make sure you're in a position where they can see you. If you think there's any possibility they may come flying through the bridge, certainly get right over onto the pylons as close as you can, because you know they're not going to hit those. I mean, you have to be a little proactive. You know people are out there boozing and doing crazy shit, so you got to be, you know, somewhat careful about your positioning as well to be safe out there. You know, and I've had boaters, kayakers, and power boaters, you know, almost cast into me at times, you know, just not knowing I was there. And I'm pretty well lit up compared to the other boaters that are out there. So, I mean, it's real important to just, you know, nose out and make eye contact with other boaters that are around the area so they know where you are, so, you know, they're not throwing baits into you, too.
Definitely. Okay. You reminded me of something that I have in my notes I just noticed myself. There's a reason why in the safety stuff that you must carry at all times is a whistle, a PFD, and a light, and reflective device, whatever. Okay. That whistle is your distress signal. That does not mean you can pile it in to someplace special. I've used this twice this year. I actually used it last night. Not my whistle, but a big old air horn. You can buy them now. They're like $10-15, the canister air horns. You can even get the rechargeable ones, which are excellent. Okay? Let me put this question out to everyone. Does anyone know the correct distress signal or warning signal? Not distress, but warning signal for vessels in the area to halt operations immediately. Can anyone tell me what that is? Does anyone know? King, do you know the correct sound signal?
I'm gonna have to guess. Three short blasts.
No, nope.
I don't really know the answer to that. No.
Okay. Anyone in the chat room? Stan, do you know it? You should know it. But three short blasts are a three short burst is actually a vessel going in reverse.
Oops.
Go. Yeah, that means that you're going in reverse. Okay. But warning signal, okay, is five rapid blasts of a whistle, air horn, or gong. We don't have a gong. We can have an air horn. And we must have a whistle, a sound-producing device. Okay? Five short blasts. So, what would five short blasts sound like? Hang on one second. Pew! 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 All right, there you go. But much faster. So it's literally five short blasts. You know, as hard as you can on that whistle. Okay? As fast as you can. And as loud as you can. And five is the minimum. Okay? Do it as many times. I mean, literally, last night, I had to hit this air horn button about 30 times before I finally got the attention of this dude with an air horn, okay? Before he finally looked over, I'm like, oh, there you are. I was just about ready to, you know, float right into you, you know. Oh, well, God. Anyway, but keep that whistle close at hand. I'm actually have mine attached currently. With 100-pound mono, there's no way I'm going to break it unless I break the clip it's on, to my whistle. And I bought one of those ones that, you know, can blow out your eardrums kind of thing, just on my PFD for kayaking, okay? Along with that, I have a new air horn that I just bought as well. This thing can blow eardrums, boy. Oh, it cost me about $80, but it is so worth it. You know, sitting there, you know. I'm just going to let you know, King Randy, if you see me pull up, just cover your ears, bud. I'm going to pull up to the first guy that's not paying attention, half bend over his kayak. I'm going to let him have it with this air horn. But, you know, five short blasts at a minimum for vessel awareness, okay, to avoid collision. I think you can put a tray horn on a yak. Just need a big enough air compressor, bud. A little battery-powered air compressor, that's a great idea. Anyway, but yeah, that's, you know, something that, let everyone know. I'm going to put a post up on Yak England when we're done here on distress signals, on sound signals that you must know. For kayakers, we really don't need to worry about going in going in reverse. Granted, it's three short blasts. No big deal. If you are overtaking a vessel, okay, to the, you can say, to the port side, which is the left side, okay, if you're going port, one short blast, and he has to return a short blast, okay? If you're going starboard, it's two short blasts. He has to reply with you two short blasts. If he replies to you in five short blasts, that means don't go that way. And he will tell you which way to go, and that's if you're overtaking a vessel. That's a whole other conversation. I got to stop before I really get going. but. Well, he says pull behind a power boater and blast them with the air horn and ask if they're biting. That might get you in some in a situation there, buddy. But, you know, we're talking about this. Please share this one with everyone. You know, yes, I call people out, but it's something that needs to be done. I am sick and tired of people not listening or people just not knowing. Is your, if there was ever a situation, give me an idea. Okay, let's say, King Rat, you take out a buddy of yours, right, for the first time to the HRBT, or anywhere. Let's say it's Lynn Haven, okay, and it's at night, or you, I don't know, a more realistic thing, because I know King Rat wouldn't allow this. Guy pulls up the little kayak store, buys a kayak, he loves the whole idea of it. As soon as he buys it, he goes out to the HRBT, which is about 15 minutes away from the nearest paddle shop, okay? It's around 7 o'clock at night, or, you know, for this time of year, around 5:30, 5:30, 6 o'clock. It's starting to, sunlight's going down, doesn't know any better. All right? Has his PFD, but doesn't wear it. Doesn't have his lights. Thinks he doesn't need it because there's so much light at HRBT. Paddles out there. Sees a boater coming. Starts waving his arms. But he's underneath the bridge. You can't see him. He gets ran over by that boater or hit and becomes injured. At that moment, the Coast Guard steps in. Okay, the investigation team. I'm actually going to give out the number to the investigation team. Well, you can call them about any problem you have. They're, it's a 24/7 line, and this is for Hampton Roads, and they'll point you in the right direction. Here in a little bit, but the Coast Guard does their investigation. Okay, they go to the boater. And they go, "What happened?" The boater tells them, "You know, I was running approximately 10 miles an hour." Trying to run to my spot, was shooting underneath the bridge. And next thing I know, there's a kayaker in front of me. I can't stop in time for prevailing conditions, and I ran into him. Okay, that sounds like the boaters, you know, is he intoxicated? No. Drugs? No. Okay. Well, that sounds like the boaters at fault. They go to the kayaker. They go, what did you see? Well, I saw the boat coming. I was waving my arms and, you know, shooting and hollering. He didn't see me. And he ran into me. You know, what an asshole he is. The coach was going to go, did you have a white light, directional light? No. Did you have a 360 white light? No. Did you have a signaling device? No. Guess who's at fault? Anybody? Anybody? Bueller? Anyone know? I'll tell you right now who's at fault. The kayaker's at fault. Period, end point. He did not have the proper lights. He did not have the proper signaling device. Okay? The boater's not at fault. He was running. Granted, he was running a little fast, and yes, he might be at fault for that, for moving 10 miles an hour, but that's less than most, you know, roads around schools. I mean, you drive around here, it's 25 miles an hour past schools. You know, you never know when a little kid might run out. I mean, too many Christmas trees, 10 miles an hour. You know, and that's where we need to I need to stress to people that, yes, you're in a kayak, and yes, you are a paddle craft, but guess what? You can just be at just as fault for an incident as a boater. So that is my point. So for anyone in Hampton Roads, you want to get a hold of the Coast Guard for any reason, you have a question, here's for the Coast Guard Station, Little Creek, Virginia. The phone number is 757-464-9371 or 72. Either number gets their quarterdeck. Okay? I'm posting it up on the chat room right now. 464-9371. That's the one that's always manned. I know that. You can call them at any time. You have a question. You have a concern. You have whatever. Call them up, and they'll give you an answer or give you a response. Okay.
But obviously, for an emergency, you just want to call 911 with a cell phone because they'd be able to call 911 early.
Yep.
Or they take charge if everything's going to be closest.
It's easy to call 911. They'll get in contact with the Coast Guard. If you want to go above and beyond the call of duty, and this is something I'm carrying from now on, is a VHF radio. I'm going to give you the price on a cheap one right now that you could order from Bass Pro. That's easiest for me to type up because it's already on my screen. Let's see here. But if you're running a VHF radio, channel 16, okay? Let's see here. $75 for handheld. $50. Oh, here we go. Cobra MRHH125 waterproof VHF radio for $50. Okay? Right there. Money. $50. Granted, it's not going to be the best radio, but you know what? You can hail distress because you are within sight of Naval Naval Base. They have an active radio station there, or skipping station, relay station. There it is. That is always manned, 24/7, 365 on channel 16. Same thing across the Hampton. There's a Hampton Boatyard that is manned, 24/7, 365, within eye distance. Little Creek, you can see Little Creek because you can see the Baybridge Tunnel. They man that Coast Guard station 24/7, 365. With a Coast Guard cutter and fast boat at all times. All right. This little radio, I'm going to give you the details on it. I mean, this is some $50. $50 plus free ship to store. There you go. If you're near the nearest store, you're golden. You know what? They're holding the thing right now at Bass Pro. Free shipping on orders $125 or more with promo code FREE125. That means you can buy the radio, right? And then you still have $75 to spend. on fishing gear. You know, Terramore rods, right now the last year's model, are discounted down to $60.
Oh, yeah.
All right? Great little rods. You know, throw a Penn Fierce combo in there. You know, live action. You know, pick up some baits, do whatever. And you don't have to worry about shipping. Let's see here. All 10 NOAA weather stations on this thing. So it's like 1 or 3 watts for short or long range communication. 3 watts, boom, right there. You can, with 3 watts, you can contact the Coast Guard station up in Yorktown. Granted, it's going to be hard, and you're going to probably be sitting on top of the bridge with HRBT to contact them, but there's a possibility on the correct night to get a hold of them. All right. Includes a belt clip, rechargeable batteries, light. You throw a Waymadine Cool Guy little clip on there, and guess what? You're in business. Simple as that. You keep it on, you know, and you listen to Channel 71. Have it on scan, and you'll pick up people talking and chatting. You can listen to the tugboats talking. That's what I do. I keep it on scan. You just run through all the numbers. When you hear, you know, Channel 16 pick up, you can't miss it. Coast Guard, they'll be talking, you know, this is Coast Guard radio station, blah, 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 blah. Umni plots, calling from Channel Station 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-2-1-1, tag 4-4-4-4-4, you know, with their current data of 9-7-7-1, blah, 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 blah. And that's what the Coast Guard's going to sound like, because those guys talk really fast. and then you'll hear it. You know, this is what it's going to sound like if someone's in a situation. Mayday, mayday, mayday. This is the first thing you do. If you're in a situation, okay, you grab that radio. You're in the water. Your kayak is wrapped around the bridge piling of the Bay Bridge Tunnel, let's say. And you're floating away. You grab that radio. And you hail, mayday, mayday, mayday. This is kayaker, you know, Wamby Dying Cool Guy. Mayday, mayday, mayday. You're going to wait. And you're going to wait for a response in here. Hey, kayaker, this is, you know, Jim Bob Boat on the Hook of Time. Where you at, buddy? You're going to respond, you know, I'm stuck. I'm floating out to sea east of the first island. You know, I'm wearing, you know, a white shirt or, you know, better idea, you know. I'm wearing a pink tube top with, you know, fluorescent green PFD. I have my paddle, and I'm waving above my head. I ain't see you, buddy. That's what's going to sound like if someone's around. The Coast Guard, if you're sinking, they're going to talk you through everything. They're going to get a boat out to you as soon as possible. Okay? Channel 16 is your friend. You can never rely on 69, 71, 72, Channel 1. 16 will always be manned. So you can be safe. Is everyone tracking? Everyone cool? If I offended you, I'm not apologizing for it. Right? King Rat, anything else, buddy?
No, I think you covered all the safety stuff.
All right. And I really do ask everyone in the chat room, please, again, you see someone doing something they shouldn't be doing. You're not wearing a PFD. You know who it is? Call up the radio show. Send me an email. You need to send me an email at any time at landingcrew@yahoo.com. Put on Kayak Fishing Radio. Stupid people. Okay? And I'll read it and I'll blare it out. You know, your buddy. Let's say, you know, let's say Arlie's out there with this guy in Yaktastic Adventures. I know who he is, but he sounds like a great guy. Well, let's say he's out with Yaktastic Adventures. You can catch them on YouTube or Instagram or Twitter at Yaktastic Adventures. Let's say he gets out there and forgets his PFD. And he goes, you know what, man? I won't need it. Goes out there and paddles around. I think he's like, oh, I'm going to get him. Sends me an email. Hey, Wheeler, just let you know. Yaktastic Adventures, you can catch him on Twitter as well on Facebook. Wasn't wearing his PFD that night. You know, and I'll call them right out. I'll get on the radio show. I'm like, oh, we got a call out, folks. Guess what? Yaktastic Adventures. You are new. Get the newest prize of Dummy of the Day. Okay? Not wearing your PFD. I'd rather you, you know, take 20 minutes at the boat ramp, run home, grab it, and come back. I'll throw you $5 in gas, $10 in gas. Grand, that's probably like, what, a gallon and a half of gas? But, you know, I'd rather you be safe than get out there and have a situation. Tracking? Anybody? Is that fair, King Rat?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
All right. So, if you're out there and you see someone, you know, just let them know, hey, you have an opportunity right now to put that PFD back on. And it gives you lip. Like, all right. You know, Red Hobie Outback with homie with the, you know, mustache and the, you know, let's say the porno, 70 porno mustache and the, Jake's concrete and hair and nail salon hat. Just let you know, you're going to be famous. You're like, oh, that's cool, man, I'll be famous. Not like you want to see. All right, and that's my call out to everyone. Do that. And I'll blast them. All right, if you can get a picture, we'll put the picture up on the chat room. Simple as that. All right? And hopefully this will force people to go, you know what, I really don't want to be embarrassed on that Wednesday night show. And so I'm going to put my PFD on. If I have one guy who put his PFD on that wouldn't normally wear it, I have succeeded. We have succeeded as a kayaking community, kayak fishing radio Mid-Atlantic community. You know, Matt Trucks, he's always on here, and I can't thank you enough, buddy, for showing up. Yak Chum, King Rat, I can't thank you enough for calling in, but having someone else to quip in there so I can get a drink and clear my throat is greatly appreciated. Sorry, my kids are getting restless. Yeah, I can't thank everyone enough. I put that out there to challenge everyone. You know, post this up on forums. Do whatever you want if they allow it. As a blog, have everyone listen. Again, if you have any issues, mandycrew@yahoo.com. I'll take any complaints, and we'll talk about it next week. All right? Okay. With that, you can hear my kids crying in the background. So again, King Rat, thank you so much. Send me an email, Dr. King Rat.
On a positive note, the stripers are coming. Everybody needs to get out there with the right lights and the right CFP.
There you go.
It's gonna get real epic here soon.
All right. Send me an email, LennyCrew@yahoo.com with your address, and I'll get a pack of baits and some other stuff out to you for helping out tonight.
All right, great.
All right. I'd like to thank everyone in the chat room. Oh, do you have anything else? All right. All right, again, we're in the chat room. I'd like to thank Jackson Kayaks. Next week's show is going to be about the Jackson Kayak Dealer Summit. You're going to want to check out Yak Angler next week. I'm gonna have a video of how a Jackson kayak is made from plastic powder to out in the water. Okay, at the Jackson factory this weekend, it's gonna be awesome. Again, I can't thank enough Jackson Kayak, Slayer Inc., YakAngler.com, your ultimate kayak fishing resource. Hang on.
Looking for a group of kayak anglers to share your kayak fishing adventures with? Check out YakAngler.com, your ultimate fishing resource.
All right. Again, I can't thank Yak Angler enough. I can't thank Mustad enough. I want everyone to be safe. I say it every show. Take a kid fishing. Always wear your PFD. See you out in the water. Stay safe, everybody. And see you next week. Tune in. Oh, I forgot. Tomorrow night. To the Thursday night show, and congratulations. And congratulations to all the Kayaking Choice Awards winners. With that being said, sorry, playing with stop motion. With that being said, good night, everybody. Catch you next week.